Putting the Hit in Hit On. Written by Pruda Baga. Read by Nonplussed. Fandom, the scum villain's self-saving system. Relationship, Liu Qingge / Luo Bingke / Shen Yuan Shen Qingqiu. Rating, explicit. No archive warnings apply. Liu Qingge had been coming to the bamboo house too often in recent months. Every time Luo Bingke turned around, he was there, dropping off whatever beast he had just killed, or turning up to help eat the meal Bingke made the beast into, or having tea, or asking to spar, or just lurking quietly in the background of his and Shi Zun's daily lives. Liu Qingge was over so often that he had become part of their daily lives, and, infuriatingly, Luo Bingke couldn't even pinpoint when it had happened. It made him want to punch someone. And so, he did. Luckily, Liu Qingge was good for that, too. No one fought quite like Liu Qingge. Luo Bingke didn't have to pull his punches much, and Liu Qingge could even occasionally be trusted to land a few good hits of his own. Every bruise that Luo Bingke got, and to Liu Qingge's credit, he did get a few, would ache in a way that soothed some deep animal instinct in him. The only thing more satisfying than his own bruises were the ones he left on Liu Qingge. There was no accounting for how smug Luo Bingke felt when he saw Liu Qingge walking around with his marks on his skin. So, when Liu Qingge and Shi Zun would sit a little too close together while drinking tea, and Shi Zun would smile, and Liu Qingge's whole face would light up in that stupid way that made him look heart-stoppingly beautiful, Luo Bingke would just grab his shoulder and drag him onto the training field. He probably should feel bad about how often they fought. Shi Zun wanted them to get along. But Shi Zun hadn't reprimanded him for it quite yet. He even came along sometimes, his eyes strangely knowing as he watched Luo Bingke toss Liu Qingge around. So things were fine. Not great, because Liu Qingge was still underfoot all the time. And how did the man run his peak if he was never there? But Bingke was feeling strangely all right about it. At least, until the other demons started showing up. "Who's that?" Luo Bingke demanded, glaring at the intruder who was attempting to smash Liu Qingge over the head with a large club.
"Didn't ask her name,"
Liu Qingge grunted as he parried one of her blows. The demon's technique was clumsy, but she had enough brute strength to push Liu Qingge back a couple of steps. Luo Bingke snarled as the demon's club landed a glancing blow on Liu Qingge's leg. It wasn't enough to seriously injure him, but it would leave a mark. The thought of seeing it marring Liu Qingge's shapely leg made him want to spit blood. Seeing Liu Qingge use her moment of triumph against her, taking advantage of her slow recovery time to slip inside her defenses and knock her unconscious with one strike, was somehow worse.
"You're sure you don't know her?"
Bingke asked again as he helped Liu Qingge haul her body to the nearest cliff and push it over. Liu Qingge gave him a tired look. And, all right, maybe he had already asked that a few times, but in Liu's defense, the demon's smile had been suspiciously sweet as she had attacked. It was a reasonable question.
"I already said no. Several times."
They watched as the demon bounced down the rocks on her way to the bottom of Qingjing. As solid as she was, she'd probably survive, but she'd be covered in her bruises when she woke up. Bruises given to her by rocks, not Liu Qingge. Luo Bingke wasn't sure why that was so important, but it was. That night, he insisted on applying healing cream to Liu Qingge's leg himself.
"If we let you go, you'll limp around Baijan Peak until it either heals on its own or Mu Qingfang ambushes you,"
Luo Bingher said, angrily rubbing the ointment into Liu Qingge's bruise. He waited for Liu Qingge to point out the many bruises Luo Bingher had given him, some of which were still visible, and none of which were getting the same healing treatment. But he didn't say anything. The next demon was worse. He leered at Liu Qingge, and some of his strikes had a lingering quality that Luo Bingher didn't care for, as if the demon was trying to caress Liu Qingge's skin with his blade. Luo Bingher killed that demon himself, Zheng Yang slicing cleanly through his throat, even as he tried to spout one last pickup line. But even he wasn't as bad as the third and fourth demons. Those ones, Luo Bingher didn't find out about until after they'd been defeated.
There were demons on your peak, and you didn't call for me?
The stubborn idiot hadn't even mentioned the attacks. Luo Bingher had been forced to find out about them from Shang Qinghua of all people, when he had been complaining to Shi Zun about Bai Zhan's repair costs.
Bingher, calm down, Shi Zun said, sighing, which implied that he wasn't calm already, which he was.
They weren't strong,
said Liu Qingge, shrugging.
They were strong enough to smash through two dormitories. Only because I threw them through two dormitories.
The idea of Liu Qingge grabbing and throwing those other demons, of him touching them, leaving bruises shaped like his hands on their unworthy flesh? Luo Bingher had to step out of the bamboo house for a minute. He returned with a pile of paperwork.
You made Shang Shi Shu cry,
he said in answer to Liu Qingge's puzzled look.
Not that it took much to make that little mouse of a man cry.
Luo Bingher sometimes accomplished it by blinking at him too hard. But still.
An Ding Peak needs to source a lot of its wood for Bai Zhan Peak's repairs. The least you could do is stay and fill out the proper paperwork.
Liu Qingge was hopeless at paperwork. Luckily, Luo Bingher was there to guide him and to take over when his attention wandered. And when the paperwork was finished, and it was too late for him to go all the way back to Bai Zhan, it only made sense for him to spend the night safely sequestered in Bingher's old room, his smell intermingling with Bingher's.
There was another demon waiting for him in the morning.
Bingher snarled and cut her head off before Liu Qingge could draw his sword.
You have quite the backlog of paperwork, Liu Shishu. I think you should stay at our house while I help you finish it,
Bingher said. Liu Qingge nodded and quietly moved in. Evenings were surprisingly cozy with all three of them in the bamboo house. Shi Zun was curled up with one of his terrible books, Luo Bingher was cooking, and Liu Qingge was alternating between pretending to do paperwork and pretending not to stare at Shi Zun. He wasn't very good at either. His paperwork only progressed when Bingher sat down beside him, their heads bent together as he practically held Liu Qingge's hand and moved it across the page. When Liu Qingge wasn't staring at Luo Bingher or the paperwork, he was gazing starstruck at Shi Zun. And who could blame him? As Shi Zun read, his cheeks would occasionally flush, a telltale sign that he was reading one of Shang Shi Shu's raunchier works, and he'd read out choice passages for them to make fun of together.
And then her bosom trembled in fear and... Wait, can bosoms do that?
Shi Zun snorted and jotted down a note in the margins. He always handed the annotated books back to Shang Shi Shu when he was done, and Shang Shi Shu always cheerfully ignored them.
I don't think bosoms can do that.
Liu Qingge's face was red as he listened to Shi Zun read through the truly terrible, and yet somehow strangely compelling, sex scene. His eyes trailed over Shi Zun's graceful fingers where they turned the pages, and lingered on Shi Zun's lips where his tongue darted out to wet them between paragraphs. He wasn't subtle at all as he took in Shi Zun's long, graceful legs, which were exposed by Shi Zun's eccentric choice to lounge around the house in nothing but pants and a thin inner robe.
Luo Binghe wasn't naive. He knew what those looks meant.
He also knew his husband well enough to recognize the answering lust in his eyes when, while cleaning up his writing supplies, Liu Qingge dropped his brush and had to bend over to pick it up. He couldn't blame Shi Zun either. It was a nice ass. That didn't mean he wasn't angry about it. He was pretty sure he was angry about it. Was he angry about it? His heart felt like it was beating too fast, and he could feel his own face flush hotly when Liu Qingge glanced his way. Luo Binghe gritted his teeth. Any more of this and he would snap. Snap and do what? He didn't know, but he couldn't take much more.
"Let's spar," he said, and dragged Liu Qingge outside.
That night, he made love to Shi Zun, loudly fucking into him as he pressed him up against the wall they shared with the guest bedroom.
"Ah, Binghe,"
Shi Zun moaned, and Binghe thrust harder, the air filling with the loud, wet sounds of his hips slapping against Shi Zun's ass. Faintly, through the wall, he thought he heard a choked gasp. And was that the sound of fabric rustling? Of flesh stroking flesh? Was Liu Qingge touching himself while he listened to them? Luo Binghe buried his face in Shi Zun's neck and came. He expected Shi Zun to scold him. Shi Zun's face was so thin, surely he'd be embarrassed. And sure enough, his face was red, but he only smiled mischievously. Later, when Luo Binghe dragged him out of bed and up against the wall again for round two, and then round three, he didn't complain. If anything, he seemed more vocal than usual.
"Binghe, you're so big," he cried, louder than was probably strictly necessary. "And your stamina is too much. If only there was someone who could join us and help."
There was a loud thump from the other room, as if someone had fallen off the bed. The next morning, Liu Qingge's eyes were tired and bruised when he joined them for breakfast. When he glanced over at Luo Binghe, his cheeks flushed, and he couldn't hide the way his eyes darted speculatively down to Binghe's groin.
"Training field, now," Binghe said, grabbing him and hauling him out the door.
Shi Zun sighed.
"Binghe, it's early and raining. Let's at least finish breakfast first."
Liu Qingge was looking at him with those dark, hungry eyes, though, and when Luo Binghe moved towards the door, he followed eagerly. There was a demon waiting for him outside.
"Ah, war god, Liu Qingge," the demon said, grinning. "I've traveled here to win your hand in."
Luo Binghe stabbed him, then kicked him out of the way when he collapsed to the ground.
"Liu Qingge really should be more careful who he consorts with. These demons are so weak it's embarrassing."
"Told you I don't know any of them,"
Liu Qingge said.
"Then why are they coming here to fight you?"
Liu Qingge shrugged. Luo Binghe didn't bother with Zheng Yang this time. When he came at Liu Qingge, he did so barehanded, tackling him into the mud. Liu Qingge returned his bare-handed blows with his own, leaving Cheng Luan sheathed in favor of grappling Binghe directly. Luo Binghe wasn't sure how long they wrestled for, but by the time Binghe pinned Liu Qingge down, they were both soaked and covered in mud. It was a good look for Liu Qingge. His hair was plastered to his face and neck, and his clothes hugged every plane and curve of his body. He was panting, too, his chest heaving against Binghe as he fought to regain his breath. He was beautiful. So distractingly beautiful,
in fact, that it took Luo Bingke longer than it should have to notice that he himself was hard. He froze. Had Liu Qingge noticed? Of course he had. Luo Bingke wasn't small, as Shizun often pointed out when Bingke tried for too many rounds in one night. But Liu Qingge wasn't upset. He didn't even seem surprised. He was hard, too, Bingke realized, and as Bingke continued to hold him down, Liu Qingge rolled his hips up, seeking friction against Bingke's body. Bingke jerked backwards. Heavy looks were one thing, but this? This was too far. What would Shizun say if he could see them? Luo Bingke's mind filled of images of Shizun furious, of him heartbroken, of him leaving.
I can't, Luo Bingke said, his voice breaking. Shizun!
Don't let me stop you. Luo Bingke turned his head, and there Shizun was, reclining on a bench under a nearby tree and staring at them over the top of his fan. Bingke's heart almost broke at the sight of him. Surely now everything he had fought so hard for would be lost, and Shizun would curse his name and cast him out, and... Shizun smiled. His eyes raked over Bingke's muddy body, and then over Liu Qingge's.
Well, he asked, are you going to get on with it, or are you going to string your poor Shishu along for another month? Because as nice as it is watching you flirt, and it is nice, no complaints here, it does tend to cause significant collateral damage, and if I submit any more repair requisitions, I might break Shang Qinghua.
Bingke opened his mouth to protest. Since when had he been flirting with Liu Qingge? Shizun, he had been faithful. But then Liu Qingge was surging up against him, grabbing him and pulling him down until their lips met. Liu Qingge kissed like he fought. It was hungry and fierce and fast, with too many teeth and too much force, a world apart from Shizun's honey-sweet kisses. Shizun was always scolding him for being too rough, and so when Luo Bingke's mouth tentatively started to return the kiss, more out of habit than anything, his mind was still reeling, he kept his lips soft and slow. Liu Qingge growled and bit him. Luo Bingke startled and bit back, and, oh, unlike Shizun, Liu Qingge liked that. The kiss was getting hotter now, with Liu Qingge writhing beneath him like he would die if Bingke didn't touch him. Bingke grabbed Liu Qingge's face, forcing his mouth open and licking his way inside, and used his knee to nudge Liu Qingge's thighs apart. Liu Qingge shivered and wrapped his legs around Bingke's waist, pulling his hips up to better rub himself against Bingke's cock. Bingke groaned. His pants were too tight, and he had half a mind to loosen them and take Liu Qingge right here in the mud and rain and make him scream with pleasure until everyone knew who he belonged to.
Hey, no fair! You already have a peat lord!
Hearing the strange voice was like having a bucket of ice water dumped on his head, which was saying something since the weather was already doing that. Hadn't they been alone out here? Bingke turned, furious, to see who had interrupted them. It was the demon who had tried to challenge Liu Qingge earlier. He was clutching his stab wound and pouting as he slunk away.
Save some for the rest of us, won't you?
He said sullenly. Shizun cursed and stood, and Luo Bingke didn't miss the way he had to subtly readjust his robes as he did so. He was hard, too, just from the sight of Bingke and Liu Qingge kissing.
I'll see to him,
Shizun said, and a moment later he was gone, chasing the demon off Qingqing Peak. Ordinarily, Luo Bingke would have gone to help, but in this case he wasn't worried. Given how irritated Shizun had looked at the interruption, it was the demon who needed saving. When Luo Bingke turned back, Liu Qingge was gazing up at him, his lips swollen and bruised, and his cheeks flushed red. He was rock-hard and panting, and Bingke wanted to grab him and drag him back into the bamboo house and never let him go. He knew with a sudden certainty that he could do that, and Shizun would let him, would watch with pleasure while Bingke fucked Liu Qingge senseless. He'd probably even help, keeping Liu Qingge's mouth stuffed with his cock and taking over when Bingke needed a break. Together, they could keep Liu Qingge full until he cried from it, until he admitted defeat and surrendered himself as belonging to the both of them. It was tempting. It was terrifying. When had this happened? This morning, he had been in a happy, monogamous relationship with Shizun. Or, at least, he thought he had been. And now, there was a strange new body pressed against his. Only, it wasn't strange. It was as familiar as Shizun's, learned over the course of who knows how many fights. Shizun had implied he had been stringing Liu Qingge along for a while now. Had that been what he had meant? Had he been flirting with Liu Qingge for months? Shizun seemed to think so, and so did Liu Qingge. Luo Bingke's heart was beating too fast. He drew back, and Liu Qingke's eyebrows scrunched up in that funny way that looked angry, but that Luo Bingke had learned actually meant that he was concerned.
"What's wrong?" Liu Qingke asked.
He reached out for Luo Bingke tenderly, lovingly, like what Luo Bingke had with Shizun was already over, and whatever this new thing was between all three of them had already begun. Luo Bingke ran. When he'd left, Liu Qingke had chased him, shouting, but he had been easy enough to lose. Luo Bingke had flown Zhongyang through the storm clouds, speeding through the lightning and rain until he was above them, and the air had grown cold and thin. Once he had been sure he was alone, he sat down on his sword, and he thought. He knew about demonic flirtation, in theory. He had seen it in action during Mo Beijun and Shang Qinghua's disastrous courtship, and he knew about Sha Hualing's ongoing attempts to woo Liu Mingyan. Part of him had always looked down on it, though. He had seen it as bestial, subhuman in its violence and bloodlust. He never thought it would apply to him. Shizun had known, though, and had accepted it without judgment. And if Shizun, who had hated demons so much that he had pushed Luo Bingke into the abyss, could learn to be all right with it, then surely Bingke could be, too. That only left the question of what to do about Liu Qingke. Lack of desire clearly wasn't an issue. He'd have to teach his shishu to kiss nicely, of course. Shizun wouldn't put up with a kiss like the one today. But, he thought, he wouldn't teach him to kiss too nicely, at least not all of the time. Living together also wasn't a problem. Last night, when all three of them had been in the bamboo house together, it had been sweet, cozy, comfortable. But bringing Liu Qingke into the marriage would change things. For the better, potentially, but it was a risk. The sun had climbed high into the sky by the time Bingke stood up and began his descent. It was a risk, yes, but when weighed against the potential reward... Well, never let it be said that Luo Bingke ran away from a challenge.
Earlier today, notwithstanding.
Liu Qingke wasn't at the training grounds on Baijan Peak. When Luo Bingke approached the bamboo house, he heard Shizun's voice, but it wasn't Liu Qingke he was talking to.
"And you're sure he was on board with it all? You didn't just spring it on him?" Shang Qinghua asked.
Of course he knew about it. He was the one who initiated it all. And look, it hasn't been a particularly fast or subtle courtship, if you know what I mean,
Shizun said.
There were long, lingering looks, and sexy massages with healing ointment, and mud wrestling.
Yeah, okay, but did you actually ever talk about it with real, out loud words and not just vibes?
Well,
bro.
There was a sharp sound, Shizun slamming down his teacup, probably.
As if you have any room to talk, you and Mo Beijun
set the bar low, communication-wise. Aim higher.
There was a pause as the Peak Lords drank their tea, and then Shizun sighed.
I'm just worried is all. Liu Qingke said he looked scared, and no one's seen him all day. I don't understand. I thought he wanted this. I thought this would be easy.
You thought inviting a third into your marriage would be easy?
I thought it would be like with dogs.
Cucumber bro, respectfully, what?
You know, when you have just one, it's a lot of work, but adding a second one isn't all that much more to do. You just put out another food bowl and you're good to go. I thought it would be like that, but with husbands.
I don't think that's how relationships work,
Xiao Qinghua said skeptically, and for once, Luo Bingha was on his side. He heard someone approaching him from behind.
Is he comparing us to dogs?
Liu Qingke asked. Luo Bingha turned. Liu Qingke was frowning at the bamboo house, where Shizun was, in fact, doubling down on the dog analogy. But when he saw that Bingha was looking at him, his face grew cautious.
You all right?
He asked. Luo Bingha nodded.
I am now.
And even though the words stuck in his throat, it felt important to say,
sorry about earlier.
Liu Qingke shrugged.
If it's not something you want.
I didn't say that. I just needed some time.
You didn't know,
Liu Qingke said. It wasn't a question.
I didn't. How did you?
Shen Qingqiu took me aside after the first few fights and made me read a book about demon courtship.
Of course he had.
I wish he had done the same for me,
Luo Bingha said. They walked into the house together. Shizun's face was pinched and pale, but when he caught sight of Luo Bingha, he instantly brightened. Seeing the light come back into Shizun's eyes made Luo Bingha feel guilty and comforted all at once.
Bingha, he found you.
Shizun looked between the two of them, suddenly uncertain.
Did you...
We worked everything out, Shizun,
Bingha said. There was more to talk about, but they could do that later. Shizun practically melted with relief, his shoulders dropping from the hunch he had had them in, and his smile relaxing.
Fantastic.
Yes, congrats. I'm super happy for you, and not just because it means you'll continue helping your Liu Shishu with his paperwork,
Shang Xinghua said as he sidled towards the door.
Not that there'll be as much of it now that all the demon attacks are over, haha.
Of course Shang Qinghua knew what was behind this. Luo Bingke narrowed his eyes.
Explain. Qiucom, I mean Shen Shixiong, told me about the demon that escaped, and you know how gossip spreads. By evening, the whole demon realm will know Liu Qingke's off the market. No one will try and win his heart anymore, not when they know it means challenging you.
Shang Qinghua laughed nervously.
They only ever wanted him to try and emulate you. And, Mo Beijun, you all are trendsetters, by getting their own Sanxiong spouse. Though I suppose that means they'll turn their attention to the next most eligible Peak Lord.
He looked thoughtful.
They probably only targeted Liu Qingke first because he's called the War God. I suspect they'll go in order of hierarchy next. I should probably give 掌门师兄 a heads up.
You do that,
said Shizun, showing him out of the house. And then they were alone, or as alone as three people could be. Luo Bingha took Shizun's hand and Liu Qingge's hand and pulled them towards the bedroom. Liu Qingge didn't make love like he fought. He was awkward and a bit nervous, even if he tried to hide it, and clearly inexperienced. He was more passive, too, watching with wide, stunned eyes as Luo Bingha peeled off Shizun's robes and stroked him to hardness before guiding Shizun's cock into Liu Qingge's mouth. His mouth was careful and soft as he moved it along Shizun's length, and it quivered oh so sweetly when Luo Bingha rucked up his robe, pulled down his pants, and slipped a finger into him. It took all of Luo Bingha's self-control not to skip his prep and mount Liu Qingge right then and there. He suspected that Liu Qingge would like that sort of rough treatment, eventually. Once he gained his footing and felt confident in bed, then Luo Bingha would push him, and he'd push Bingha right back. He finished his prep and began to slowly press himself into Liu Qingge's tight heat. Liu Qingge cried out, his voice muffled by Shizun's cock, and his whole body shook as his muscles clenched desperately against the intrusion. By the time Luo Bingha bottomed out, Liu Qingge was already relaxing, loosening, and beginning to shift his hips experimentally. Luo Bingha was sure he would figure it out soon, like he did with all physical challenges. He just needed a bit more practice. And that, Bingha was happy to help him with.